Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
I didn't know if I could take another.
Yeah.
Oh!
Amen.
I was about to come unglued.
Good to be here.
This is a wonderful place to be.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
This is easy preaching. This is easy preaching. This is a place that desires the Word of God, desires to hear the Word of God, loves the Lord, desires to be touched by the Holy Ghost.
And
I'm thankful tonight that God knows what that He's doing. I've got something to preach tonight. Texted Brother Tommy Friday. I wrestled with it, and I wrestled with it for a little while, and I finally just gave up and texted him and said, "Hey, it's me again. Can I come back?" He said, "Yeah, come on." So here I am.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want you to know I'm sent.
Amen.
Hey, I've been in places before that. I wondered, is this where I'm supposed to be? But you know what, brother, you was talking about being in the season. I'm in one of them too. I'm learning. And the Lord just keeps putting things on my heart, things on my mind. He'll show me people. And I'm glad I know that I'm supposed to be here.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that tonight. And Friday I had some scripture on my mind, and the Lord was bringing me a message. And we're going to preach out of Ruth tonight, so go ahead and put, if you want to mark there, but we want to read tonight. It's already been read, but we want to read tonight out of Psalms 30. There's another place I thought I was going to come unglued. Friday, the Lord played this verse of Scripture on my heart when He was giving me the message, and I like it when God puts things together.
Yeah.
And I want to say this to you tonight. I just want you to walk out of here encouraged. You know, I want you to walk out of here on fire and ready to take on whatever it is that God's going to put in front of you. Whatever you run into this week, let's go ahead and stand, and I'll read His word, and I thank Him for being able to be here. I want to say thank you for all of the songs, every one of them. If we just had to break her down and leave right now, I could say that this message has already been preached through the songs that's been sung. But hallelujah, He's going to give me my little part in this. And I can't wait to do it. So you just hang on, and we'll do what God's told us to do. The Bible said in Psalms 30, verse number 5, it says, "For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." And I want to preach tonight about that joy coming in the morning. There's joy. There's joy for the journey. There's provision for us today in this journey that we're walking. Let's pray. Father, we ask You tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that You would help us, Lord, to get this word out in a way, Father, that it would encourage. Lord, help us to endure, but Lord, not just endure, but we pray that this word would equip us, God, with the strength and with the power, God, that's in it. When we walk out of these doors, God, that we would go out, Lord, that we would go out on fire and in power of the Holy Spirit. For it's in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. You may be seated. I just want to say this. If you need to stand, stand. If you need to run, amen. The sister's already told her youngins not to run. I thought, oh, Lord, I'm going to get in trouble after a while. But listen, beloved, I want to preach a message to you tonight that I know that I'm in the right place, and the Lord's doing the right thing. Listen today, beloved, there's joy for the journey, and there's strength for this journey that we're on. Now, inside this journey that God's got us on, Brother Tommy, you sing that song about going to heaven. I'll just be honest. whispering to you, beloved, I'm ready to go. I don't have to go back to the house to get anything. But let me tell you something. There's something out there. Amen. That God's got for us. He's got some living to do. Amen. And I'll just be honest with you. I'm selfish and I want all of it. Amen. I want to experience every part. Amen. That God's got for me. Amen. This is what I want. This is what I want. Listen, beloved. There's joy for the journey. There's sometimes in this journey, amen, that God puts us in places and situations, amen, that we may not understand. But I want to say this, amen, there's something on the other side. He knows the plans that He has for us. Amen, plans of good and not a hurt. Amen, to bring us to an expected end. I don't know the end. Amen, but He does. Let's preach a minute. The Bible said one day that the Lord came to Abraham and He told him, He said, Abraham, He said, take your son, your only son, and take him to the place where that I will show thee. He said, and offer him there for a burnt sacrifice. You see, a burnt sacrifice don't get back up. Listen, it's turned into ashes. He said, I want you to take him, amen, up to the place where that I will show you. Amen. Oh, Abraham, believe God. If I just had something to leave with you tonight, I just believe God. I believe what the book says. Listen today, beloved. Oh, Abraham set off. He had Isaac. Amen. They got a little bit way down through there. I'm sure Isaac had been there before. He looked around, knew something was different. He said, Father, he said, we have the sacrifice. He said, we have the wood. He said, we have the fire. He said, but where's the sacrifice? Oh, Abraham knew God. Amen. He knew what He was. He said, God will provide Himself a sacrifice. I'm just here to tell you tonight, church, just keep on climbing. Amen. Abraham was walking up one side. Amen. And God had a goat coming up the other. We don't know what God's got on the other side. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, He's got something glorious. Hey, listen today, beloved. I want to preach just a few minutes out of the book of Ruth. Amen. Amen. If you could pick it up. Amen. And you could squeeze the book of Ruth out. Amen. It would forever flow mercy. It would forever flow grace. And it would forever flow hope. Oh, my hope is in Jesus. There was a reason that you had to sing that song. Listen to that, beloved. If you go over to Ruth. Amen. At the end of Judges, the Bible says in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Amen. You can look around today. Amen. And you'll see. Amen. And I believe we're about the same way. Amen. Everybody says you can do what you want. Amen. And get by with it. You can live as close to hell as you can live. Amen. And still go to heaven. I'm here to tell you, beloved, God's got a way. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of folks in the book of Judges. It was gloom and it was doom. Listen today, beloved, but I want you to understand God's got some hope. Amen. I want you to see this. In the end of Judges, amen, it was gloom and doom. Amen. But God had something coming. Amen. You get over in the book of 1 Samuel. Amen. You're going to find that Saul. Amen. They wanted a king. Hey, they anointed Saul. Amen. But I want to say this. Amen. They may have had Saul as king. But God knew that there was a good and coming. Hey, listen. We get over into 2 Samuel. Amen. David's on the throne. Amen. To Saul. He never did. Amen. Go after God. The first thing David did. Amen. A man after God's own heart. The first thing David did. He went down. Amen. And brought God back. Amen. Where did he belong? To the Ark of the Covenant. Listen, beloved. I want to preach about a book that today. Amen. That was between Israel's gloom in the book of Judges. Amen. And Israel's glory in the book of Samuel. You're going to find four little chapters. Amen. Great sandwich between. when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. When the judges ruled. Amen. That was in the days of doom and gloom, wasn't it? Listen, that's the way that I take it. People say today that we can't worship the Lord like that we used to because of all this stuff that's going on. Amen. I beg to differ with you. Amen. My God's still on the throne. Amen. His Holy Spirit. Amen. Is still being poured out. Amen. On men and women. Amen. That'll go out looking for it. Amen. That'll pray for it. That'll ask for it. Amen. You talking about. Amen. A double portion being poured out. These folks today. Amen. To go into God's house. Amen. They just want to be there. Amen. Just to be seen. Just to make their soul. Amen. To feel good about themselves. Amen. But I'm glad today. I'm in a place where people go in and they desire. Amen. A touch of God. I desire your prayers. Hey, listen, beloved. I want to just preach for a minute. Amen. About the book of Ruth. Amen. It was in a bad time. Amen. The first chapter 1 was a weeping days. Chapter number 2 was a working days. Chapter number 3 was wooing days. And chapter number 4, wedding days. If I had a title for this message today, it would be From Weeping to a Wedding. From Weeping to a Wedding. Hey, I'll just tell you this. Y'all know me and how that I am. I was sitting there writing this out, and I wrote down From Weeping to a Wedding. And I thought, boy, I'd like to preach it like this. From Weeping to Well Glory. Yeah. Amen. Or Weeping. I preach it like this. Weeping to Woo. Yeah. But I couldn't figure out how to spell Woo. Amen. Listen. We find something. Amen. In between Israel's gloom and Israel's glory. There's 4 chapters here. Amen. Of good stuff. Amen. Of mercy. Yeah. Of grace and of hope. We see Ruth. Amen. A Gentile bride. Or we see Ruth. Amen. A Gentile that had no hope. Listen, in the first chapter, we see a days. Amen. Of worry. Elimelech. He left he left Bethlehem. Amen. And went down to Moab. I just don't know. Sometimes, amen, people say, well, he shouldn't have left the house of bread. I'm just here to tell you, they sometimes, amen, and God's got a plan that we know nothing about. Amen. And he'll move men. He might take you through places. Amen. You don't know why that you're there. Amen. But God does. Listen, if thou Elimelech, amen, he led his family, amen, on down into Moab. And while he was down there, the Bible said that their 2 sons, amen, that they married Moabites. Listen, beloved, Moabites were the enemy of God. Listen, beloved, today, that God's going to take us and put us in places, amen, that we may not understand it. Amen, listen, when we can't figure God out, we might as well just go ahead and figure him in. Hey, listen, the Bible said that while they were there, amen, they married her sons. Married 2 Moabite women. Listen, and while they were there, also, listen, Elimelech died, and then her 2 sons, both of them died. I want you to see this real quick. I understand that they were there about 10 years. Amen, but I don't know how long, amen, that they were married. Amen, but I want you to see this. There was no offspring. And again, woo! And there was no offspring. Amen. Whenever that she cut, there was they were after the I'm sorry. After Elimelech, amen, and Milcah and Chilion died, amen, the Bible said that they heard, hey, ain't you glad, from messengers that carried the good news. They heard that the famine was over with, amen, back in Bethlehem, amen, so they started out that way. I want you to see some things right here, church. Amen, you just keep on keeping on. When you don't understand, amen, what God's doing in your life, you may find yourself in places, amen, that you don't understand, amen, but you just keep on. Don't stop, because God's got a plan. Hey, listen, the Bible said, amen, it says Naomi, she turned around and told her 2 daughters-in-law, amen, where had they been? Amen, they had been down, amen, to the graveyard. They had their grave body. Listen, beloved, they were on their way. Amen. Back up to Bethlehem. Naomi turns around and she tells her two daughters-in-law, "You just go on back. Just go on back." Amen. She got real with God. She said, "I don't have anything to offer you. You just go on back to your country." There's two things there. Amen. She was trying to hide her and Elimelech's sin for allowing her sons to marry daughters. Amen. And the Moabites. Amen. But I'm just here to tell you. Amen. I believe God had a plan. Listen. The Bible said there. Amen. That there was one of them. Her name was Orpah. Amen. She got to the place. Amen. She got to the place, amen, where she decided that she was going to go back. Amen. She wasn't going to go on with Naomi. And the Bible said, amen, that they had a good crying time. Amen. She hugged her, kissed her. Amen. And went on back. Let me preach up there just a second. Amen. Now let me tell you this. Don't let this discourage you. Amen. It's just the truth. Amen. There's folks that come into God's house. Amen. All over this world. Amen. They're just like a Orpah. Amen. They want to kiss him. They want to hug. They want to have a good crying time. And they don't want to go back. They want to go back. Amen. Right back into the same thing. Amen. That they left. There's not a change. Amen. They'll get their reward. But let me tell you. Amen. What old Ruth did. Amen. She'd seen something in Naomi. Amen. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was them stories. Amen. And she was telling her boys, amen, about how God had delivered them through the Red Sea. Yeah. Amen. How many times that they crossed the Jordan. Amen. How many miracles. How that he fed them. Amen. With manna that all they had to do, amen, was walk out and begin to gather it up. Amen. Maybe she told them about the time, amen, that water, amen, when they were thirsty, flowed out of a rock. Amen. And she decided, that's what I want. That's where I want to live. Amen. She told Naomi. She told Naomi. She said, "Don't try." And this was just Thomas' words. She said, "Don't try to run me off." She said, "My mind is made up." She said, "Where thou goest," she said, "I'll go. Where thou lodgest, I'll lodge. Thy God will be my God." Hey, right there. She said, "Where I die," she said, "where thou dies," she said, "I will die." Amen. I believe. Amen. And she got in. Right there, Brother Tommy, she made a decision. Amen. I can just tell you right now. Amen. This Sunday night crowd, you know they're the ones. Amen. It's made the decision. Amen. I'm going to go. Oh, well, it don't matter. Amen. I'm going to be there. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that they left. They set out. Amen. They got back to Bethlehem. The Bible said that she, as they was walking, that the people recognized her. And they said, "Is this not Naomi?" She said, "Call me not no more Naomi, but call me Mara." She said, "Because," she said, "I went out full." Amen. "And I come back empty." Amen. Listen. She was bitter. She said that God had dealt bitter with her. Hey, hallelujah. I want you to see this today. Beloved, there's times, amen, that God deals with us. Amen. We don't need to get bitter with God. Amen. We just need to understand a little bit. We just need to trust Him. Why? Because God's got a plan for you. Listen today. I want you to see this. The Bible said, amen, and as Naomi was talking, she said, "Now listen." She said, "I have went out full." She said, "And I'll come back empty." I want you to know this. Ruth was standing right beside her. I never seen this until the other day. I wonder how that made Ruth feel. Amen. Listen. I wonder how that made Miss Ruth feel. I'm sure that Tommy, that she didn't feel like much. She didn't feel like nothing. But listen, beloved, God had a plan. Amen. And He was fixing. Oh, hallelujah. God had a plan. And God was fixing. Amen. To bless Naomi. Amen. Ruth. Listen, beloved, the Bible said that. Amen. As they kind of got established. Amen. We're going to move in to chapter number 2 of those working days. Amen. On Ruth. You know what she done? She went to work. Listen today, beloved, I want to encourage you. Amen. Go to work. Go to work. I ain't talking about working, amen, outside in an earthly job. I'm talking about the spiritual work. Amen. She went to work. Amen. She was in the field. Amen. She was in there gleaning. And the Bible said, amen, that she got Boaz's field. Amen. I want you to see this. Amen. You know what time that they come back? It was harvest time. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Woo! It was harvest time.
It's right time.
It's harvest time.
It's right time.
It's harvest time. God's got a plan and God's got a time. It's harvest time. Listen, beloved, Daisy was there at the right time. Hey, listen, the Bible said, amen, and she went out and she began to glean. You know what happened? Amen, those people started taking a notice of her. I want you to see this. When you go to working, amen, there's people that's going to take notice. The right people are going to take notice. The Bible said, amen, and she gleaned. Amen, at Boaz. Amen, and he took notice of her. Boaz, he was the kinsman redeemer. Listen, beloved, the Bible said there she was gleaning one day that Boaz asked who that she was. Amen, they told him who that she was. Amen, she moved into a place of protection. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. It don't matter how dark that it gets. It don't matter how bad the drought gets. Amen, when we're, amen, under the protecting, amen, eye of God. Amen, let me tell you this. Just keep on working. Amen, the Bible said that she was going through. Amen, and she was gleaning in behind the reapers. Listen, beloved, you just glean, amen, out of it. Everything that you can get. I believe that she was picking up a little handful. I believe that they got to watching her. Amen, and they've seen that she wasn't getting much. Amen, no Boaz. Amen, he said, you reapers, as you're going along, he just dropped you out some handfuls of purpose along the way. Let me tell you what them handfuls of purpose are. Amen, them handfuls of purpose. Amen, they're satisfaction. Yeah. Amen, they're to sustain her. Amen, listen, they're just little handfuls. Amen, from Almighty God. Amen, we get those. Amen, amen, from time to time. Amen, to encourage us. Amen, to carry on. To keep on. Keeping on. Listen, we go on down. Amen, she's gleaning. Amen, what happened next? Amen, they dropped out little handfuls of purpose. Amen, they gave her another place. Amen, to glean. Listen today, beloved. I want you to see this. Amen, in those fields, it gets hot over there. Amen, and you know what happened, Brother Tommy? Amen, she was invited. Amen, to drink. Amen, from Moab. To go over and get a drink from the well. Amen, listen, that was a privilege. I want you to see this tonight. Amen, coming to God's house. Amen, it's a privilege. Again, to sing the songs of Zion. Amen, it's a privilege. Amen, listen, we get us. Amen, a good drink of water. Amen, it's a privilege. But I want you to see this. There was another time. Amen, that Boaz come to her. Amen, and told her. He said, don't go into any other field. He said, don't go into any other field, but you stay right here in mine. He said, I've told the reapers to leave you alone and not to bother you. Amen. He invited her to the well. Amen. Benny invited her to the table. Amen. Listen, she could come over. Amen. When the reapers was reaping. Amen. Whenever they were sitting down to drink. Amen. She could drink with them. Amen. Whenever she sat down, they sat down to eat. Amen. She could eat with them. There was a provision there. Amen. It was made for her. Hey, listen. I want you to see this. I'm about wore out. I want you to see this. Amen. That while she was there, amen, she did not own the well and she did not own the table. Amen. But let me say this. God had a plan. Yeah. Amen. For her. There was something coming. I'm just here to tell you, church, you just keep on. Amen. Drinking from the well.
Amen.
You keep on eating from the table. Amen. Don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
Amen. Because God has got something coming. Amen. She went from weeping, amen, to a wedding. Listen, beloved, I want you to understand this. Amen. God knows everything that you do. Amen. For Him, it does not, amen, go unnoticed. I want to go to chapter number 3. Amen. Those days of wooing. Listen today. I want you to understand this. Oh, and Naomi, amen, when she seen all this going on, can I tell you something? Oh, Ruth didn't know what to do. Amen. She was a Moabite. Amen. From way back. Amen. But Naomi, she knew the culture. She knew everything that needed to be done. I just want to say this right here. Amen. There's some of us elders. Amen. I ain't talking about the preachers. I'm talking about us older folks. Amen. God has put us in a position. Amen. Where we can delve out. Amen. Some godly counsel. Amen. And we can delve out. Some godly example. Amen. To those younger. Those that don't know. Amen. They look to us. Amen. We need to be, as I preached the last time.
Amen.
We need to be instant in season and out of season, ready at any time. That's what we see. Amen. Oh, Naomi. Amen. In chapter number 3, those days of wooing. Amen. To Naomi. I knew that Ruth wasn't just going for a blessing. She was going for a bridegroom. Amen. Let me stop right here. Amen. Apart just a second and say this. You can come into the house of God. Amen. And you can walk out of here blessed.
Yeah.
You can walk out of here crying. Amen. Or you can walk out of here, amen, with a relationship with the Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's something that'll last you an everlasting life. Amen. Listen, a blessing. Amen. I'm just here to tell you, blessings come and go. I have been walked out of the church blessed. Amen. I've been mad before I left the parking lot. Amen. Now listen, she wasn't just going, amen, for a blessing. She was going for a bridegroom. And the Bible, Naomi knew, amen, what that she needed. And Naomi told her, she said, the first thing you need to do is to take a bath. Amen. Oh, Ruth had been out in the field. Amen. She had been working. Amen. Surely, amen, she's probably smelled about, don't get mad at me. Amen. She probably smelled like a goat. Amen. But what she needed, amen, was to take a bath. Amen. Let me tell you something. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, in the 5th chapter, that Christ, amen, has His church. Amen. And He washes it. Amen. With the water of the Word. Amen. How can we get clean? Let me just go ahead and finish that. Amen. That He might present it to Himself. Amen. A bride without spot and without wrinkle. You say, how do I get clean, preacher? Amen. You just delve into this right here. Amen. You stay in this right here. Amen. You stay in here long enough. Amen. And it'll go to point out them dirty spot. Hey, listen today, beloved. What did He tell her to do? He told her to get clean. Listen, beloved. There's a lot of times, amen, we come into God's house. Amen. We're looking, amen, for that service to get sideways. We're looking for God to pour out that double portion. Amen. And we're still smelling like last week. Listen today, beloved. I'm just going to say it ain't been like that tonight or any other night that I've been here. Hey, listen, it's been free. There's been liberty. Amen. But why I've got to preach this? He said to clean. She said to go down and to bathe yourself. Amen. Why? Because we're coming into the presence, amen, of an almighty God. What did she say to do next verse in chapter 3? Amen. She said, wash thyself. And then she said, anoint thee. You know what that anointing is, Tommy? That's the Holy Ghost. Hey, listen. There's a lot of folks that come. Amen. Come to church. And they look for the singing to get them primed. They look for the praying to get them primed. They look for the preacher to get them primed. Amen. And if that does it, they go home wondering why they even came. Amen. Let me say this 50 years ago. Amen. The reason that they had tear down meetings, amen, was because they was out and behind the woodshed. They were in their prayer closet. Amen. Before they ever come to God's house. Amen. Calling upon God. Amen. They were praying on the way. They were preaching on the way. They were worshiping on the way. Amen. To God's house. Amen. And by the time, amen, that they got there, amen, the Holy Ghost was all over them. Hey, let me preach right there just a second. Amen. Listen. When I was in Iraq, amen, I don't know how long we've been there. Amen. My wife, she sent me some sheets. Amen. And I opened that box up. And there was two bags in there, Ziploc bags. Amen. It had some sheets. It had a fitted sheet, a sheet. Amen. And a pillowcase. Listen, I opened that box up. And I thought, boy, there's something about this box. I don't know what it is. I got down to them two bags. Amen. And I opened them up. And there was a smell. Amen. It hit me right in the nose. And I've got to be it too. Hey man, you know what that smell was? That smell was home. That smell was home. I hadn't smelled home. I'd been smelling back. I'm not going to go into it. Hey man, you can imagine. We had open toilets over there. Hey man, they'd just take it out there. Hey man, and they'd dump it out in the desert. Hey man, right across from us, we had oil fired brick factories. Hey man, if it didn't smell like that, then it smelled like burnt oil. Amen. But let me tell you something. That day was different. Amen. I pulled them things out. I went over and made my bed. Amen. I laid down in it, my two mate. He looked at me like I was crazy. I looked like a big old carp laying out on the ground. I was a rolling. I'd stick my head down in that thing and I'd just slip. And you know why? Because it was home. Why, listen, it was home. Oh, listen. I wanted to preach a minute. The Bible said when Jesus was in the garden. Amen. And he was a praying. Amen. He was a praying. He was a praying hard. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that there was an angel. Amen. Came in right beside her and ministered unto him. Oh, I just wonder if Jesus was down there praying with his eyes closed in earnest prayer with the Father. And when that angel slid beside him, amen, to minister to him, I wonder if he went, oh, that's heaven. That's home. Amen. Let me tell you something. When we come into God's house, amen, we need to come in smelling like the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Amen. We're not coming for just a blame old blessing. We're coming for a relationship with God Almighty.
Amen.
Whoo. Next thing she told her to do, she said, get thee down to the threshing floor.
Yep.
That's where he was at. Yep. I want to be where he's at.
Amen.
I want to be where he's at.
Amen.
Amen. You know why? I believe in God's timing. Amen. I believe in God's timing. Amen. The Bible said, amen, I believe that she done all of that when she got anointed. Now let's just say this. Amen. She got that midnight in Bethlehem. Maybe after she got out of the bath, amen, she got dressed up. Amen, they maybe got some of that perfume. Amen, and sprayed it out there. Amen, and stepped through it. Listen today, beloved. My wife, when we were dating, amen, she wore Red Door perfume. I had to ask her because I couldn't remember what it was. Hey, man, but listen, she wore that Red Door perfume. Hey, man, can I tell you something? Hey, man, when she put that stuff on, Tommy, she wasn't putting it on for her mama. She wasn't putting it on for her daddy. When we had a date, hey, man, she was putting that stuff on. Hey, man, for me. Hey, man, for me. Hey, man, what about when we come to God's house? Hey, man, that we come. Hey, man, seeking Him. Hey, man, seeking to please Him. Seeking to pleasure Him. Amen. Listen, Lisa, when she was about 5'10", amen, she would spray that stuff and walk through it, and she was no longer 5'10". She was, whoo! Amen. Let me tell you something. We need to get to the place where we allow the Holy Spirit just to anoint us. Amen. Bible said that she went down to the threshing floor. And while she was there at the threshing floor, Naomi told her to remember godly advice. Godly advice. She said, mark where he lays. Remember, mark where he lays. Mark where he's at so that you'll remember. The Bible said that she went in. She also told her, said, wait until it gets dark, till he's eaten and well drunken. Now listen, you get into this and you begin to study and you get on the wrong side of this and they'll say that he was drunk. Amen. He wasn't drunk. He was in there. Amen. He'd got his belly full. Amen. He'd got his belly full and he'd got his thirst taken care of. Amen. He got comfortable. Hey, listen, the Bible said that she told her, said, whenever you go in, she said, what you need to do, she said, don't make yourself to any known to any man. She said, but whenever he's laid down, she said, go into him and uncover his feet. Listen, beloved, and she told her, when you uncover his feet, to lay down at his feet. You know where that place is? Amen, that's the place, amen, of submission. Amen, if we're ever going to get, amen, to where God can use us, amen, where God can bless us, amen, and be a blessing to somebody else, amen, we're going to have to lay our will down, amen, and pick up his, amen, we're going to have to submit to him, amen, we're going to have to surrender to his will, amen, that is a place, amen, that we all have to come to, amen, listen, she knew, amen, that she didn't come there, amen, for just a blessing, that she had come, amen, for a bridegroom, let me tell you this, amen, when I study, I'm not to sit here and tell you that I go into a room and that I stay in there for 3 or 4 hours. Amen. But I can't do that. Amen. I'm ADD. Amen. Add 3 more letters to it if you want to. Amen. I was sitting Saturday morning. Amen. In the living room about 2 hours into this. Amen. And the Lord got me to this point right here. Amen. And I had to get up. I got so blessed. Amen. The Holy Ghost just poured Himself out on me, and I just got up. I was walking through the house. Amen. And I walked in there and I laid down physically. Amen. At the foot of my bed. And I said, Lord, I'm here. Use me. Amen. How would you want to use me? Amen. Fire me out. Amen. Fill me up. Squeeze me out. But use me, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. I'm just telling you today, sometime, amen, you might just need to try that. Amen. Listen. Just go into your bedroom. Amen. Lay down at the foot of your bed and say, Lord, here am I. Amen. I want you to bless me. Listen, beloved, I've got to hurry. I started out weeping. Started out worried. Amen. We're fixing to have a wedding. Hey, the Bible said as she laid there, amen, that old Boaz, amen, that he opened his eyes, amen, it surprised him, amen, that there was somebody there. I want you to understand this. He'd been working all day too, amen. He probably still smelled like a goat, amen, and he's laying there. Amen. I've been out in the field before. Amen. Listen, we didn't have an opportunity to take a bath. Amen. Now we all stunk. We didn't know we stunk because all of us did. Amen. But they would take come and get us every once in a while. Amen. And we can go a few at a time. Amen. And go and take. take a shower. When them boys come back, amen, you can smell them a mile away. Listen, you can smell the soap and the shampoo. I'm just wondering if while he was laying there, maybe he got just a little bit of scent. Amen, of midnight in Bethlehem. Amen, opened his eyes up and looked down and there she laid. He said, what can I do for you? Amen, let me tell you something. The safest place that you're ever going to be, amen, is in the will of God. She was right there, amen, where she needed to be. Amen, she said, you're my kinsman, you're my near kinsman. She said, I want you to cover me. Amen, I want you to, I want to be your, I can't get it. She said, I want to, in other words, she told him, she said, you're the kinsman redeemer, and I want you to redeem me. Yeah. Listen, beloved, the Bible said, that she said, cover me with your skirt. Amen, he covered her up. Amen, and he made her a promise. Listen, the Bible said in the morning that she rose up. Amen, and whenever they did, amen, and he told her, get your veil. Listen, I believe in one reading, it said that it was an apron. Amen, and he said she brought that apron. Amen, over there to him. He poured out 6 measures, amen, of barley. Now let me preach a minute right here. Amen, I might take another running spell. Amen, but listen, you know what that she got? Amen, it didn't have no dirt in it, Tommy. Amen, there wasn't no stalks in it. Amen, it was a full process thing. Amen, she, what she got, amen, was whole kernel. What she got, amen, was processed stuff. Amen, Jesus said when he died on the cross, he said it is finished. Hey, let me tell you what, when we get the Holy Ghost, amen, we've got the finished product. Amen, whenever she left out of there that day, amen, she left out with 6 measures of promise, amen, of what that he was going to do the next day. Amen, I'm just here to tell you, don't give up. Keep going, because yeah. God knows what's amen. On the other side.
Amen.
Whew. She went back to Naomi. That's still a wooing day. She went back to Naomi. Now let me stop there just a second. Amen. Now one writer said, I don't know how much it was. I looked into it. In one place I found that a measure was bushels, and it said that it could be up to 5.56 pounds. I'm not going to get into all of that. Amen. Some said that it was 6 quarts. I don't know. Amen. But listen, one writer said that what she left out of there with was 88 pounds. Amen. If it was bushels, she left out of there, amen, with 88 pounds. Amen. Let me ask you this. Amen. How many times, amen, have you walked into God's house? Amen. Weary. Amen. From a burden. Weary with worry. Weary with weeping. Amen. Listen today, beloved. There's an opportunity. Amen. That you can walk out of this church. Amen. Weary under a blessing. Amen. Something hard to carry. Amen. That you can take back and bless others with. Chapter number 4 is wedding days. When we started this off, made a statement. We don't know a lot of times what that God's got for us. We don't know. We might be going through some worry days. We might be going through some woe. But God's got something for us. If we'll just hang on. If we'll just count God in when we can't figure Him out. If we'll just go ahead and figure Him in. I'm not going to go too deep into this. I just don't have it in me. But the next day, Boaz went and sat at the gate. He told her that night, he said, you've got one that's a nearer kinsman than I am. He said, and if he won't do the duty, he said, a near kinsman. He said, I will.
That's right. Where is he at?
Bible said that when Boaz got in the gate, that the near kinsman come by. Yeah. They went through an exchange of words. I'm not going to try to go into it.
Yeah.
But that near kin, did you ever notice he wasn't named?
Yeah.
Boaz was a picture or a type of Christ. That near kinsman was a type of the law. He said whenever he was asked if he would purchase Elimelech and the property, he said, yeah, he said, I'll purchase it. And Boaz reminded him of the duty. He said, whoever, he said, purchases the property of Elimelech, amen, gets Naomi, amen, and gets Ruth, amen. Listen, the near kinsman, he made the statement, he said, I cannot, he said, because, he said, I'll mar mine inheritance. Listen today, beloved, what that the law could not do. Jesus Christ, amen, coming and dying on the cross, amen, he redeemed me and you, amen, those Gentile brides, amen, that had no hope, amen, that had no grace, amen, he stood, amen, he purchased us, he redeemed us, amen, from sin, as the song says, from sin and from shame. Let me just go ahead and say this, amen, when old Boaz, he declared to them, he said, you're witnesses today, he said, I have purchased everything that Elimelech had, amen, he said, I have purchased everything that Milion and Chilion had. I'm just here to tell you, oh Orpah, she didn't have to go back down, amen, she quit, amen, she was on the cusp of being blessed, amen, with a bridegroom, amen, for everlasting life, amen, and she turned back.
Yeah, right.
She bought it all. That was a wedding. Now in that, in Psalms 30, it got down to the end. Brother Tommy, he talked about the dancing. Remember when we first started this, we talked about that there wasn't no children. There wasn't no children. Boaz and Ruth, after they got married, you can get in the last part of the book of Ruth, and you're going to find a genealogy there. God took a Gentile bride and placed her in the lineage of a king.
Thank you, God.
Out of her was born, amen, the king. It was not out of her, but out of that line was born King David. Amen. And you run her on down. Amen. And out of that line, out of that Gentile bride, because she made that statement.
Amen.
Amen. Because she worked. Amen. Because she took that godly counsel. Amen. I can just see Naomi. Amen. I don't know if she ever knew what all went on. Amen. But she knew. Amen. If Jesus Christ come out of that. Amen. I believe she would do a little dancing herself. Amen. What are you trying to say, preacher? Amen. You don't know. Amen. What God's going to do. Amen. There may be some dark places. Amen. There may be some woe. There may be some weeping. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, amen, that God has promised, amen, a wedding. Hey, listen. The Bible said, amen, that there's going to be a day. Amen. That the Lord is going to step out. Amen. With a shout. With the voice of the archangel. Amen. He's going to take, amen, his children home. Amen. And there will we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Don't give up.
That's right.
Ask them if they would to come and get a song. I can't preach no more.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to walk out of here. You ever watch them NHRA drag races? They'll pull them 10,000 horsepower cars up there, and those things are sitting on the line, and there's fire coming out of the pipes. I want you, when you walk out of here tonight, to be sitting there fire. Fire the the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Amen. Coming out. Amen. They're sitting there. They're getting ready. Amen. To go to 300 mile an hour in about 2 point something seconds. Amen. When we walk out of here tonight. Yeah. Amen. We ought to be. Amen. In the same way. Amen. Our engines revved up. Amen. With our eyes looking straight. Amen. Amen. Waiting. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Tommy.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you come give altar call? Love you.
You know you need tonight. But there ain't a better place to be than at his feet. Remember the service this morning, what we preached on? When that woman began to wash his feet, she was in the place of submission. She never regretted that day. She never regretted. I don't know what you need, but that's exactly what I need. To be at the place of the one that I know is going to make it all right. Everybody in here's got trouble, problems. I've got things that I can't fix. And I'm praying every day about it. But God sent me encouragement Friday morning, and he sent it again tonight. Here's what I can tell you. God will do what's right.
Yeah. Amen.
He will not fail me. Amen. The kinsman redeemer will not fail. If you've got a need, if you need him tonight, don't waste another minute of your life.
Yeah.
Humble yourself before God and leave this place ready to serve him. Stand as we sing.